This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Ricky Bevington. This morning, the Gwinnett County Commission approved a contract with MARTA and called for a transit referendum. This means that in March, voters will decide whether or not to join MARTA under the new regional transit agency, the ATL, and pay a penny sales tax to fund the expansion. Tyler Estep is the AJC's reporter covering Gwinnett County. He was at the meeting this morning, and he joins me now by phone. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you. So, Tyler, this referendum is going to be held in March, which is very unusual in Georgia. Why is that happening?
Well, Democrats have already accused the all-Republican county commission of trying to limit Democratic turnout in November's general election, which obviously has a lot of high-profile races. The Republican commission has said that they just need more time and they want transit to be its own issue.
If this gets approved in March, what types of transit improvements might Gwinnett County expect to see?
Obviously, the big one is heavy rail through MARTA. The kind of first phase that they're proposing would be a rail extension from the Doraville station into the Jimmy Carter I-85 area. They would build they're calling it a multimodal hub, and that would theoretically, hopefully, eventually, more rail would stretch to the Gwinnett Place area. This also would include greatly expanded local bus service and then a couple what they call bus rapid transit, which is sort of like rail, but it's on a bus and it's in dedicated lane.
Tyler Estep is the AJC's reporter covering Gwinnett County. Tyler, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.